see here. Line number one, Dean, you're on the air. Pardon me, the NLTA president, Dean Ingram, you're on the air.
Good morning, Patty. Thanks for having me on.
Happy to do it.
Patty, this is a teacher appreciation week. I just want to start by saying that if there is ever a week where teachers and all who work in our schools need to be supported, particularly here in the metro area, this would certainly be the one. I think, without question, over the past several months, getting back to last March, I mean, the value of what teachers do has certainly been made crystal clear for everyone, and I think it's important to recognize that at the outset.
Yeah, fair enough. There's, you know, it's a tricky time to be in the education field, and that was just further exacerbated yesterday.
It certainly did. Now, that being said, I'm pleased to see the decision that was finally made to suspend in-class instruction for all of our schools in the metro area. We began raising concerns with the partial circuit breaker, and our thoughts were and that there should be a complete circuit breaker. This was the right decision, without question, and we know the community spread, and like everyone, I'm going to be monitoring the results this afternoon to see exactly what more is to come. I do have concerns about how much further will spread, given how connected schools in the metro area are to the entire island, really, certainly Avalon, through a number of events. And this is something we all need to pay aware of. And as me and you have discussed, there was a concern that people were getting complacent. Dr. Fitzgerald made that very clear. And I want to commend her. She's doing a fantastic job. The most important thing everyone can do right now is to adhere to the advice she's giving in so many areas.
Yeah, of course. We don't have a whole lot of time this morning,
nope.
Dean. But
okay.
What's the rationale for teachers having to be in school?
I'm not sure, to be frank. We know that government and the school districts have invested in significant investments, technology that would allow teachers to work from home. One of the hallmark investments was the 24 laptops, mobile device that can be operating mobily. We saw the decision to suspend in-person class at metro schools made with little notice. It wasn't reasonable to expect teachers with children to try and arrange childcare on short notice. Now, that being said, I have engaged with Minister Osborne. Our staff engaged with district staff and departmental staff since Monday. We were able to work through things. I appreciate Minister Osborne's engagement. We have had discussion about the work from home and finding an arrangement last night to address teachers' concerns as it pertains to childcare. Last night, I didn't leave the office till after 10 o'clock. There were emails coming in our office, and our staff was here late as well. And as I mentioned on another meeting, teachers were literally being triaged by our staff based on whether they were crying on the voicemail or not. There was a lot of stress and anxiety. I'm very glad we're able to find a solution for the childcare, but there are other issues as well. To Dr. Fitzgerald, it's been very clearly articulated multiple times that those who can work from home should work from home. She's indicated respect to daycares. Anyone who can keep their child at home should do so. In terms of teachers, if teachers can fulfill their job requirements, they should be. That's what Dr. Fitzgerald has recommended. The decision to close schools for 2 weeks, it indicates how serious things are. Why would government and the school districts not want to do their part to improve the effects of the circuit breaker, limiting unnecessary interactions, help control the spread? By authorizing teachers to work from home, it's our position that teachers that work at metro schools should have the option of working from home if they had the means and ability to fulfill their job requirements in this way.
Yeah, I mean, when they were working from home in March, they didn't have to go to school. So I don't know what's changed on that front. It seems a little bit strange to me. But maybe that'll change. I have no earthly idea. But when we're asking people who can work at home to work at home, yet there's people in Confederation Building and a positive test in the West Block, and teachers who can indeed work from home because they've proven it in the past about a year ago, then why that's happening differently this time, I have no earthly idea.
And we're not suggesting that those that couldn't fill their job requirements wouldn't report to their buildings, but those that can, again, following Dr. Fitzgerald's advice. And another twist is this. We know in the Metro St. John's area, we've heard about it for years, that there's a shortage of available daycare spaces. I'll just put this other spin on it. If teachers that can work from home are required to go to the report and drop their child off at daycare space, doesn't that occupy a daycare space that could be available for someone else in the system?
Oh, absolutely. There's a variety of reasons as to why it would be easier for the teachers, easier on the system, whether that be daycare or otherwise, easier on the testing world for COVID-19. So, yes, points well made and understood. Just because I'm late for the news, Dean, we'll leave it at that, but you're always welcome.
Always a pleasure, Barry. Thanks for having me on.
My pleasure. Take care. Bye-bye.